sixty cents of the Lord who appeared within the Panchakat. Poor Banodashvika explains that the daughter of Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani, has appeared in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as Shukranatharpan. From his earliest childhood, he was a pure devotee, manifesting the symptoms of humility and pure devotion. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his Leela on Nimai Pandit as a scholar, although Gadadhar Pandit was a classmate of the Lord, approximately the same age, he never participated in any of the grammatical work of the Lord. He was only concerned with hearing and chanting the supreme glories of Hare Krishna. This most illustrious son of Madhava Nisha would sometimes be approached by the Lord. It was explained that one time the Lord personally would attack the devotees in a very gracious way. He would hold on to them and would not let them go until they would answer his questions. He asked the Gadadhara, "Tell me, what is the meaning of mukti?" The Gadadhara Pandit said, "The meaning of mukti is the cessation of all material miseries, liberation from material bondage." Lord Chaitanya, as Nimai Pandit, said, "No, that is not correct." And he began to present so many undefeatable arguments. The way he was juggling different grammatical laws to define mukti, the Gadadhara Pandit was thinking in his heart, "I want to run away. I want to get away." But the Lord would not let him go. Then he said, "All right, you study your books, and tomorrow I will ask you another question." So in this way, Gadadhara Pandit, very gentle and humble, lived his life as Lord's associate. When the Lord came back from Gaya, Gadadhara Pandit heard that he was going to reveal his heart in the house of Sukhumbar Brahmachari in the Vedic Ganga. And when Lord Gadadhara saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping and crying in separation of Krishna, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where did he go? I saw him, the treasure of my life, but then he disappeared." Gadadhara Pandit, in great happiness, fell unconscious. Lord Chaitanya then went to him and placed him in his lap. He said, "Gadadhara, you are so fortunate. From your very birth, you never wasted a moment. You always engaged yourself in humble devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. But I am so unfortunate. I have wasted the majority of my life in pursuit of vain, mundane academics. But then, by causeless mercy, I had seen Krishna. But due to my past bad karma, he disappeared and left me in separation." Then the Lord fell down, "Oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" One day in the Lord's house, he was crying like this, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" The Gadadhara Pandit said, "My Lord, he's always residing within your heart." Mahaprabhu, in great eagerness to see the Lord, he began with his nails to rip open his chest. It was his desire to rip open his very heart, if that's what it took to see Krishna. As he was ripping, the Gadadhara Pandit, with great effort, was trying to hold his hands. He said, "My Lord, please be patient. Krishna is coming." When Sachi Mata saw how he so expertly Control the Lord.
Don't fix, knock again.
No photographs. She prayed to Kadata, please remain with my child Levi at all times. Only you have the strength to protect me. When Lord Chaitanya decided to take sannyas, Gadadhar Pandit was one of the few people who told. Gadadhar Pandit's heart was ripped to shreds upon hearing this news. He begged the Lord to reconsider. What will this do to your mother, Sachi Devi? What will it do to the hearts of all of your devotees? Gadadhar Pandit came here to Jagannath Puri to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Leela. And the Lord personally gave him the service of worshiping this deity, very ancient deity, Gopinath. Gopinath, who lives in this beautiful garden near the seashore of Sri Jagannath Puri. He took the vow of Chaitya Sannyas. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also took such a vow to Lord Jagannath. That means you never leave the particular place where your deity is residing. So Gadadhar Pandit made his vow, he would never leave Jagannath Puri, to always remain close to the deity of Gopinath. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan, all the devotees decided to go with him. Gadadhar Pandit also began to follow the Lord. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said to Gadadhar Pandit that you have taken this vow of Chaitya Sannyas. You cannot leave the town of Chaitya, Sri Chaitya. You must stay and serve Gopinath. Gadadhar Pandit said, to hell with this Chaitya Sannyas. By seeing you, I get the credit of worshipping Gopinath hundreds and millions of times. The Lord said, but I will be to blame for your breaking your vow. Gadadhar Pandit said that I will not go with you. I will go separately. I desire to see Sachi Mata in Bengal, and I desire to see Vrindavan. So I will not go with you. I'm not going with you at all. So Lord Chaitanya traveled, and Gadadhar Pandit kept a distance behind the rest of the devotees. When the Lord came to Katak, he called for Gadadhar. The Lord was standing on a boat about to cross a river. He said to Gadadhar Pandit that now you have successfully performed your mission. You have broken your Chaitya Sannyas. Now you should go back. You are going for your own happiness, but you are not considering my happiness. What will the world think that I am the cause of your breaking of your vows? Now you go back to Gopinath's temple, and I will not hear anything else you have to say. Then Lord Chaitanya's boat departed. Gadadhar Pandit at once, in his pains of separation, fell unconscious to the ground. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he picked up Gadadhar Pandit and said, actually, the Lord is in so much pain of separation from you as he's leaving. But just to show a proper example to human society, he had to do this. Can you understand how much pain is in his heart to send you back away from his association? This is the Lord's mercy. He wanted to show, both by his own example and through his devotees, how each Vaishnava, according to their particular situation, must behave properly, according to etiquette, and how one must hold fast to their vows. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him that just as Bhishma just as Bhishma and Parasurama, or Krishna, I'm sorry, just as Bhishma and Krishna. Now Krishna broke his own promise just to maintain the vow of Bhishma. Bhishma vowed in the battle of Kurukshetra that he would force Krishna to pick up a weapon, although Krishna promised to not pick up any weapons. But when Arjuna was on the verge of defeat, Krishna, in order to protect his devotee, picked up a weapon. And Bhishma was a great ecstasy. In the same way, the Lord will not allow a pure devotee like you to break your vow. So for that, our Pandit returned. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went as far as Ramakeli, where Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis told him that it is better you not go to Vrindavan with so many millions upon millions of people. Better to go alone or with one or two others. And as Kanai Matashama Mahaprabhu decided what Sanatan Goswami spoke is correct. So he came back. To the great surprise of all the devotees of Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned. They all greeted him on the outskirts of Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with tears of ecstatic love in his eyes, he said, because I hurt the heart of Radhakar Pandit, Krishna would not allow me to go to Vrindavan. Unless Radhakar Pandit gives me his heartfelt blessings to go, I cannot go. I am not independent. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed through this beautiful pastime how subordinate he is to the love of his devotees. And also how no one could ever make proper spiritual advancement if we hurt the heart of Vaishnavas. The Lord himself said, I cannot go to Vrindavan. Krishna will not let me because I hurt the heart of Gadadhar Pandit. What is our position? Will we ever be able to go back to Godhead, to Vrindavan, if we hurt the heart of Vaishnavas? Impossible. However many malas of the holy name we chant, however many scriptures you memorize, how many austerities you perform, if you hurt the heart of Vaishnavas, Krishna will not give you entrance to Vrindavan. Gadadhar Pandit, when he heard this, he became very humble. He said, no, my Lord, this is your own independent sweet will. I give all my best wishes for you to go to Vrindavan, but my one request is come to my home to take prasad. So on that very day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to the Totagopinath temple, where Gadadhar Pandit, who was Sri Radharani, prepared the supreme prasad in love and devotion, offered it to Gopinath, and then delivered this to Lord Gauranga. On another occasion, Nityananda Prabhu came. At that time, Gadadhar Pandit was sitting reading Srimad Bhagavatam. When he saw that Nityananda Prabhu had come, he came to worship him. What is the dear intimacy of the love between Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit? Nityananda Prabhu said, I have brought special rice from Vrindavan. Very high quality. I would like you to offer it to Gopinath. And I also brought some red chatters. Nityananda Prabhu offered the red chatters on the shoulders of Gopinath, and then Gadadhar Pandit began to cook. He cooked preparations, various subjects. He cooked preparation of tamarind leaves, and he cooked this fine rice. He placed it on the altar, offered his prayers to Sri Gopinath. And just as he was taking the offering off, Lord Chaitanya came through these doors. He said, "Good God, I'm hungry. You have cooked a big feast. I can understand that you have cooked the gopi. Nityananda Prabhu has brought the rice. You have cooked it. Gopinath has eaten it. And I have come to claim my share." Kedatar, we have not had any angry quarrels. Why is it that you did not invite me? But even still, I have come on my own. So they sat down to take, and when Lord Chaitanya, just smelling this rice, he began to praise the glories of Kedatar. He said, "The sight, the smell, the taste of this rice, it is not of this world. I think Kedatar Pandit has brought this rice directly from Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Anyone who tastes this rice will certainly achieve nectarine pure love of Krishna." Mahaprabhu praised Kedatar Pandit. Every day, as a regulation, Lord Chaitanya would come here to hear Sri Kedatar Pandit speak through Srimad Bhagavatam. For several hours, as Gadadhar Pandit and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, torrents of tears would flow from their eyes. Gadadhar Pandit would read with such ecstatic love that Lord Chaitanya, he would hear each pastime again and again and again. He would hear the pastime of Dhruva, hear the pastime of Prahlad, and ask Gadadhar Pandit to repeat it hundreds of times in a row. Sometimes we hear a story, and we're always looking for something new. When you tell a story you've already heard, you think, "I've already heard this." So your attention goes somewhere else. But this is not bhakti. Bhakti is to understand that this Lila is not different than the Lord. Every time a devotee hears the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam, if we hear with proper humility and devotion, we get deeper inspiration, deeper realizations. Each time should be better than the time before. He would speak the story of Prahlad. After finishing, Mahaprabhu would say, "Speak it again." They would do this 100 times. What to speak of when they were discussing the glories of Krishna in Vrindavan with the gopas and the gopis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during a kirtan at the Tota Gopinath temple, he entered into the form of his deity as his final pastime within this manifested world. From that time on, Gadadhar Pandit, inundated by the pains of separation, every moment was unbearable to live. His weight reduced because he could not eat, he could not drink, he could not sleep. All he could do was sit and recite Srimad Bhagavatam in the divine memory of his beloved Lord, Sri Gauranga. It is said that when he came to address the deity, due to the weakness of his Viparalamba, his separation, his body was struggling and straining just to put the garland over the head of Gopinath. Out of love for his devotee, Gopinath sat down in this cross-legged position just to make it convenient for his devotee to perform his seva. And to this very day, in the glory of Sri Kedatar Pandit, Gopinath remains sitting, playing upon his celebrated flute in this beautiful garden of Jagannath. The life of Sri Gadadhar Pandit is the personification of what we should all be striving to remember and to serve in our hearts. It is the personification of what we should all be striving to remember and to serve in our existence. It is our desire to always serve those who are the servants of those who have pure, unmotivated love for Krishna. Because by accepting this position, it is the only way by which we can attract the heart of Krishna to bestow his causeless mercy upon us. So let us pray at the lotus feet of Shukadana, who is Srimati Radharani, who has appeared in this most munificent form to assist Lord Chaitanya in giving Krishna prema without discrimination to everyone, to anyone who simply accepts the humble position of the servant to the server and attentively chants the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Let us pray very sincerely the lotus feet of Shukadatta, Shukoda Gopinathji, Shukoda Mahaprabhu, that we can truly live by the principle of humility and devotion, that we have the strength to leave behind our material egoistic attachments and truly absorb our consciousness in hearing the Lord's glories, in preaching his message, in chanting his name, and in serving his devotees. She goes to the Godhead ki
jai.
She took the Gopinath Bhagwan ki
jai.
She took an off Puri Dham ki
jai.
Dhani Gopinath Bhagwan ki
jai. Vansha Kalpatam Yashcha Vahasin Yoyaya.